Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, February 12. Coming up, government exploring private partnerships to improve healthcare. Factories Corporation of Jamaica to provide 830,000 square feet of BPO space. And Transport Authority accepting applications for PPV and commercial carrier licenses. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. The government is exploring public-private partnership models to assist in the delivery of quality, affordable public health services. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says there is an increasing need to have private services and entrepreneurial activity in the healthcare sector linked with the activities of the government.
Government is significantly under-resourced and cannot do it alone. The costs are just too much. I really do like the idea of partnerships and indeed of public-private partnerships. And I want to expand that a little more to bring in NGO public-private partnerships because we benefit a lot from that. About 10% of our healthcare value comes from non-profit organizations that come in and give us support each year.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the recent opening of the Partners Interventional Center of Jamaica, PICJ Limited. PICJ is a privately owned and operated medical unit dedicated to the diagnosis and treatment of cardiovascular disease. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is lauding the continued commitment of Partners Interventional Center of Jamaica, PICJ, to the diagnosis and treatment of heart-related ailments in Jamaica. PICJ offers cardiac consultation, electrocardiogram and echocardiogram tests, stress tests, Holter monitoring, blood pressure monitoring, and cardiac catheterization.
The reality is that we have a void in cardiovascular care, and that void has to be filled. And the government is not going to be able to deal with the gaps that exist.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among Jamaicans, accounting for 6,000 deaths annually. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica, FCJ, is moving ahead with plans to provide 830,000 square feet of business process outsourcing BPO space in St. Thomas and St. Catherine. BPO outlets are slated to be built in Nagohead, St. Catherine and Morant Bay, St. Thomas, and are expected to generate some 23,000 employment opportunities in the sector. FCJ Chairman Littleton Shirley says ground is to be broken for both facilities in March.
It will be a two-year construction period. We have already engaged several business interests in the BPO area that have shown high interest in occupying the space. And we believe it will bring to Jamaica the opportunity for employment of some 20,000 young people.
Approximately 750,000 square feet at the Nagohead facility will be developed on lands owned by the FCJ and will be the largest technology park in the island. In the Morant Bay location, 80,000 square feet of BPO space will be utilized with the capacity to provide 3,000 jobs. And the Transport Authority will today, February 12, begin accepting applications for all categories of public passenger vehicle and commercial carriers licenses. This in order to facilitate the timely submission of road license applications ahead of the March 31, 2018 expiration date for the licenses. Although February 12 marks the start of the licensing period, the authority began early motor vehicle examination for public passenger vehicles on January 23 this year. The authority is therefore urging all owners and operators of public passenger vehicles and commercial carriers to renew their road licenses early to avoid late fee charges and prosecution come April 1, 2018. For further details, persons may contact the authority toll-free at 1-888-991-5687, customer care 618-0959, or visit the website ta.org.jm. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.